الرحمن الرحيم. شارف بلا والشيخ عارف بالله رومي أبق هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر بدام الله في ذهن التايتل هي حفاظت نظر حفاظت نظر بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرا ان سے بچانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق کے مجازی پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق کے مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات حضرت والا کی بات رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا کیوں ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا.
صلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین، صدق اللہ العلی العظیم. For translating the poem, we list to one sunnah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, as our Hazrat always teaches us, and one which Hazrat stresses upon so much. But let us myself look at my own life and all of us, how particular are we on this? That is reciting of Bismillah. What a simple action, the most basic part of our deen. There's no ikhtilaf, difference of opinion. There's no doubt about it, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how negligent every one of us. We can keep looking at ourselves, keep reminding ourselves of this year. Whereas if you look in the Shariat, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every action there was Bismillah. There are some hadith written here, having a time, but in every action, when a person, before making wudu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there is no namaz for one who has no wudu, and there is no wudu for the one who does not remember the name of Allah Ta'ala. That is that the sawab a person won't get if he is making wudu, he doesn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama say that you must recite Bismillah before wudu. It's not like eating, if you forget you can read Bismillah while eating. If it is not recited before the wudu, then it will not suffice for a person. He will not get the reward of that, the full benefit of that wudu. When entering the masjid, the dua also, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. When coming from our, entering our house, coming out from the house, Bismillah, there's a dua for the day. But if you don't know the whole dua, just read Bismillah also. When entering the marketplace, there's a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bismillah also. When a person enters the house, before eating, before drinking, so many ahadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. When we're mounting our conveyance, sitting in our car, Bismillah, alhamdulillah. When a person is going to sleep, there's a dua also, Bismika Rabbi wa ba'atu jambi. When a person wants to have relations with his wife, then a person is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, Hazrat mentions very, very beautifully that if a person, for example, we enter our house, we don't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then hadith sharif it comes, then shaitan enters the house with that person. So now you've brought shaitan into your house, now you're having problems with your wife, fighting, arguing, you're wondering why. You never read Bismillah when you came in the house. You allow shaitan to come in the house, and shaitan tells his friends, you got free night to sleep here, we got a nice boarding. They have given us free facilities. And then a person sits down to eat, he doesn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now shaitan is sitting and eating with him. What harm is there if shaitan sits and eats with a person? Through the barakat of our Hazrat, Allah put a thought in my heart, that normally when a person sits in a jamaat, and we are sitting and eating together, the reason why we sit together and eat is because it creates muhabbat and love. And for this, the fuqaha have mentioned the masala that if a woman drinks from a certain cup, it's not permissible for you to drink from the same cup. Because why? It will create the effect of love. Once Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he was performing salah in his, he used to sell material. So he was performing salah there. And one lady walked into the shop and she sat down on a chair. And after a while she woke up and she went out, and another man came in the shop and he sat down in the same chair. So Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi completed his namaz, and after his namaz he hastened his namaz, and then he finished his salah, and he woke up and told the man that wake up from the chair quickly, the heat of that woman will destroy you. That woman sat on the chair and are you sitting there? Even though outwardly we cannot see any effect, but with Allah wala Allah ta'ala has given them real insight. Everything has an effect. So the heat of that woman sitting on the chair and you are sitting with your heat there, having an effect. So if we are drinking from the same cup which a woman drank from, love is going to be created. So if shaitan is sitting with us in our jamaat, and he's sitting and eating with us, so obviously what's going to happen? Muhabbat will be created for shaitan. Now we'll start getting love for shaitan. Now a person wants to do shaitan, he acts after the day, because now he's got love for shaitan. So by reading Bismillah, shaitan cannot eat with us. So we are saved from the evil effects of shaitan. So that says, then shaitan is sitting and eating with a person. Then when a person intends to have relations with his wife, see, if a person doesn't read the name, then shaitan has an effect on that relations with that person also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a child is born and Bismillah was read, then shaitan will not ever cause harm to the child, because Bismillah was taken before the act. But otherwise shaitan joins the person. And then Hazrat so beautifully says that now person, the child gets big and shaitan is troubling, and the mother says, Shaitan ka bacha hai, you are Shaitan's child. He says, the mother knows best exactly where the child came from, because she knows exactly well. He says, you are the effect and the cause of it. You did not read Bismillah at that time, and Shaitan had a share in that relations with a person's wife. Never mind even relations, even before removing one's clothing. Bismillah illadhi la ilaha illahu. Such a simple dua. Bismillah illadhi la ilaha illahu. Shaitan cannot see the private parts of a person. Are we reading these duas? Before entering the toilet, Bismillah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Reading Bismillah, straight away our body is covered. We cannot see the effect, but there is a veil which Allah Ta'ala places upon the private parts. Because of this, Shaitan cannot see the body of a person. And regarding this point here, I mean everybody's married here. So Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah has mentioned, he says in the past times, people whenever they were having relations with their wife, they used to have, above their bed, they used to have a picture of a very prominent person, a king, a statesman. This was the philosophers of the past. It was their view that at the time of relations with one's wife, whoever you think of, that's the effect it will have on the child. And the child will be born, the child will have the same qualities within them. So he said, look at the Shariat, what it has taught us, how Allah Ta'ala has taught us, that at that time also a person is reading Bismillah, is thinking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And even at the time of ejaculation, is a dua to be recited. In the heart it will be recited. At that moment he's saying, if you're thinking of Allah Ta'ala, the child is going to be Allah Wala. Because at that time, that effect is going to go into the child. So taking the name of Allah Ta'ala at such a moment also, that will only be a person who's got ta'aluk with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for him to remember the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But anyhow, to read the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when closing the doors, extinguishing the lamps at night, we are putting the lights off in our house, we are locking our door. Do we reading Bismillah? We are closing our garage, we are locking our car. Simple, simple things, but just to recite Bismillah. And it is mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when the darkness of night approaches, then keep your children in the house. Because the shaitan spread out at this time. Now, and we were young. There was one old uncle, he used to live in Heidelberg. So one day he told my father, we were still young. He said, I'll give you good advice. After Maghrib, never ever allow your children out of the house. He said, after Maghrib, they must be in the house. He said, all fitnas, all evils, start after Maghrib. Allah Ta'ala give him Jannah, he passed away. But alhamdulillah, my father made amal on the day. He never used to allow us. Many times we used to feel as youngsters, it's so nice, my friends can go out. But then we saw what evils they got involved in. Allah Ta'ala protected us from those evils. So it is because of the barakat of that advice. See, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Shaitan spreads out at night. And now all the fitnas and all the mischief will take place. Anyhow, when a portion of the night passes, then you can allow your children to emerge. But in today's time especially, rather keep them at home and in the company of their parents. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, close the door and take the name of Allah. Because Shaitan does not open locked doors. That is, when the name of Allah is taken, Shaitan doesn't come into that house. Shaitan doesn't affect a person. Cover your utensils. Close your water bottles and take the name of Allah. Read Bismillah. Cover your utensils, take the name of Allah Ta'ala. And if you cannot cover it, even if you place something over it, then place something over it and extinguish your lamps so that a rat doesn't come out at night and cause the whole house to overburn. In that time, they used to have these lamps, these candles, to cause harm to it. So anyhow, this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encourages us. Morning and evening du'as, we also learn the du'a, Bismillah, illadhi la yadurru. When a person is sick, there are so many different places which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. But let us, we know all these du'as. But which of us are making practice on it, making amal upon it? We also ourselves learn so many times. Still so many times we are neglectful, we forget. But through Hazrat's barakat, alhamdulillah, many times the thought comes to our mind, Hazrat taught us, we must read Bismillah at that time. But still we have to make so much of mudhakara, so much of reminding one another, then this thing has come into our hearts. But as soon as I'm doing anything, I must take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There are a few incidents which Imam Raji Rahmatullah had mentioned in Tafsir al-Kabir. You see, once Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became ill, he had a severe pain in his stomach. He made dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala directed him, there are some herbs you must go in the desert and take them. He went there, he took them, and by the permission of Allah, he took the name of Allah, he became cured. Another time he fell sick again, he became ill again. Again he went, he took those herbs. But when he ate it, he got more sick. So he was surprised. He said, oh Allah Ta'ala, I ate it the first time, and again benefit from it. When I ate it the second time, my sickness increased. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala told him that the first time you went from me to the herbs, you turn your attention to Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala sent you to the herbs. Therefore the cure was attained. The second time you went from yourself to the herbs, that's your sickness increased. Do you not know that the whole world is a deadly poison? And the ilaj and the antidote for this is my name. So that's to take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He mentions that before Fir'aun, he claimed divinity, he claimed he was Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he built a palace. And on the external door, he wrote the name Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the ulama have said, is a speciality of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. besides Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, one letter he wrote, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Besides that, this bounty of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is a speciality given to the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So it's a very, very great bounty. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. Bismillah was in all the Ummah, but Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, both names showing the quality of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So he wrote Bismillah on his door. When he claimed divinity, I am Allah, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to him, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he could not see any effects of guidance on him. This man cannot get guided, he cannot get hidayat. So he said, Allah Ta'ala, how much must I invite him? I can't see any goodness in him. So Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa alayhi salam, perhaps you desire his destruction. You are looking at his disbelief, whereas I am looking towards that which he wrote on his door. What he has written on the door, the name of Allah he has taken. So Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says that the point derived here is that a person who writes this word on his outer door is safe from immediate destruction, even though he is a kafir. If the one embeds it in the recesses of his heart from the beginning of his life till the end, what will that person be condition? What will be his condition? So this is the barakat of the name of Bismillah. Similarly, Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned a story, a very famous story we heard, that once Isa alayhi salatu wasalam passed by a grave and he saw the punishment coming down on the grave. After completing his work, he once again passed by there and he saw the angels of mercy coming down by the grave. So he was surprised. He read namaz and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala revealed to him, oh Isa alayhi salam, the servant was very sinful. When he passed away, he was entrapped in my punishment. He had left behind a pregnant wife. She gave birth to a boy and nurtured him until he grew big. Then she took him to a madrasa. The teacher taught him Bismillah. I felt shy to punish my servant with my fire in the depths of the earth, whilst his son is taking my name on the surface of the earth. The barakat of Bismillah. Imagine this time, we take it for granted, Bismillah is such a small thing. And remember in our deen, the most simplest things is the things which there is most amount of benefit. In La ilaha illallah is so simple, the most amount of benefit. In this world, Allah Ta'ala has made water so arm and gentle, because there is so much of benefit in there. But these are the things we take for granted. So Bismillah is so simple, a small child knows it. So these things, as Hazrat mentioned always, you always want something special. You know, me, I'm a special person, so I need something, some special wazifas. This such a great wazifa, just to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm saying Allah's name I'm taking, Bismillah. So the main thing is for us to bring it into our hearts. Once Khalid ibn Walid, when Kufar caught him and said, I want a sign from you, if you're Islam. You see Islam is correct, show me a sign. So Khalid ibn Walid said, bring me poison. He took it and he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he drank, ate all the poison up. And he stood up 100% well, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person accepted Islam. We shouldn't definitely try, we shouldn't test Allah Ta'ala. But certain times Buzrugani didn't go through certain halat, Allah Ta'ala exposes to them, at this time you must do a certain action. They do it. But the point of the fact is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Caesar, the king of Rome, even though he was a disbeliever, he wrote to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said, I got a heavy, very, very bad headache, and it's not coming down. And I wanted some medication. So Umar radiallahu anhu sent him on topi. Whenever he would place it on his head, he would find comfort. However, whenever he would remove it, the headache would come back. So he was surprised. He opened up the topi, took out whatever was inside, and he found a ta'wiz there, a piece of paper. And on the ta'wiz, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim was written. So the barakat of Bismillah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu wrote it, Allah Ta'ala saved him from headaches. So this is the barakat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Razi rahmatullah also mentions that, I mentioned the hadith before, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever makes wuzu and does not take the name of Allah Ta'ala, the wuzu will purify the outward limbs. But he makes wuzu and he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, then the wuzu will be a purification for the whole body, the internal body also. So if mentioning the name of Allah Ta'ala before wuzu can purify the whole body, then mentioning it from the depths of the heart will have a very, very much more effect in cleansing it from kufr and bid'at and innovation. But if a person has taken the name of Allah Ta'ala from the depths of his heart. Some ulama have mentioned that incident also of one young girl. She had accepted Islam. Her father, he was anti-Islam. So he wanted to cause punishment, wanted to punish her, cause harm to her. He did not know what to do. How can he get the king to punish her? So there was one very valuable gem, stone which he had by him. So he gave it to his daughter and said, look after this. She had accepted Islam and she learned Bismillah is very, very powerful. So whenever she did anything, she took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she took the ring, she said Bismillah, she opened a drawer and she put it there with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, as soon as he saw that she put it there, after a while he came, he took out that, it was a pearl or whatever, and he took it, he went outside, there was a river there and he threw it inside the river. And he said later on he will ask her, and she won't have an answer where the thing was. It was a royal thing. She'll get in very, very big trouble. Because she was very upset with her. Anyhow, she that day, she went out, she saw somebody was selling fish. So she bought the fish from him. She had to make for my father some fish. So anyhow, she bought the fish from that person. She went home, she cut it open. And when she cut it open, she found the two pearls inside the fish. So she was surprised. She opened her drawer, she sees it's not there. So anyhow, she took it out, Bismillah, and she put it back in the place again. So the father came later to her, he says, the king is looking for his pearls. Where's those pearls? So she, Bismillah, she opened the drawer, and she gave it to the father. So he got a shock of his life. But where did these pearls come from? So he was amazed. He says, you know what, I have to tell you a secret. I actually took these pearls and I threw it in the river. How did you get them? She said, I took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sent it back to me. And she mentioned the incident of the fish. He was affected by this. He also accepted Islam. So this is the barakat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just to speak, Allah ta'ala give myself firstly tawfiq. Let us look into our lives. Every day, so many actions we are doing. How many times we remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And such a simple thing. Before we are drinking water, we take Bismillah. We just drink it, take it for granted. We are eating so many times and we forget. And Hazrat mentions always, we'll tell the children, read Bismillah. But ourselves, are we reading the Bismillah? Are we taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give myself firstly and all of us tawfiq and ability. Regarding this poem, Hifazat al-Nazar, Hazrat Hakim Sa'd Amr Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. And this is Allah ta'ala's ihsan and great favor upon us that we got such a sheikh, such a dada sheikh, like Hazrat Hakim Sa'd, our sheikh, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sa'd Amr Barakatuhum. This guna and sin of Hifazat of the eyes, see, we wouldn't have known even it's a guna. We wouldn't have known it's a guna. So people in the whole world, who knows it's a guna? Big people also, they are involved in this action. They don't even realize it's a guna, it's an evil action. But through Hazrat's barakah, his ta'lima, teachings, even though we haven't got the reality still, but at least we know. We've got the knowledge of it. And inshallah, we can make effort towards it. The person doesn't even know. And then how can he even make effort towards it? And if you've got a doctor, and the doctor is a person, he's always giving you sweets. He's telling you your health is very, very good. And he's not correcting you. And the sicknesses which we have got within us, which the whole ummah generally today is faced with, not looking after their gaze, and what sicknesses people are falling into. One person wrote to Hazrat Hakim Sahib, he says, because of this, by bad nazari, daily I'm masturbating 6 to 10 times. A person can die by doing so much. So much is removing sperm from the body, which is made from blood. A person can kill himself because of this. So he says, so many times, he says, Hazrat, give me a ilaj for this. And how many thousands of people, their lives changed through the teaching talima of Hazrat Hakim Sa'd Amr Barakatuhum, our sheikh. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is also something myself, very, very weak in this year. We are speaking about this, so that the reality must come into ourselves. So Hazrat mentions, Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana. That these women who are not in parda, and their beauties, Allah has made them beautiful. That is the test and the imtihan Allah ta'ala has given us. Yeh zamana, the time has become very, very difficult because of this woman. Aankho ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. Now because of looking at this woman, now the eyes have started causing harm to our hearts. We are looking at them outwardly, getting a bit of enjoyment. But now it's causing taklif and difficulty to our hearts. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. What a beautiful ayat. So short ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command, Allah ta'ala gives the benefit of the command, Allah ta'ala gives the ilaj and the cure also, in one ayat. So Allah Ta'ala says first, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you tell the believers. Everything in the Quran, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us. Every ayat in the Quran Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informing us. But Allah is saying here that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you tell the believers. Why? So beautifully, Hazrat says, that the reason for this is, that like how a father feels shy to tell his son, that you know my son, I'm standing in front of you, how can you look at that girl? Don't you feel shame? I'm watching you, I'm standing in front of you. The person is standing in front of his father. And now he's standing and looking at a girl. He's staring at a girl. I mean, a youngster should have so much of shame at least. I'm standing in front of my father, standing in front of my ustad. So the father even actually feels shy to tell his son. He'll go and tell his son, you know what, please explain to my son, that right in front of me he's standing, doesn't he have some shame? How can he still look at that woman? So Allah Ta'ala, as if to say, Allah Ta'ala is saying that, oh, believers, I got a lot of luck for you. I feel shy, I'm in front of you, I'm watching you. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara, doesn't man know Allah is watching him? Every moment I'm watching you. And haven't you got shame that Allah is watching you? If a 5-year-old child is standing there, if a 10-year-old child is standing there, you feel shy to look, because the child will tell you, hey, Abba, why are you looking at the lady? Your own small child. Say, why are you looking at her? Why are you talking to that lady? You're not supposed to talk. You feel shy and ashamed. But Allah is looking at you. And what can a 5-year-old child do? What can a 10-year-old child do? But Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. Allah has got full power. Allah Ta'ala says, tell the believers, who are the believers, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah Ta'ala is telling the believers is only for our own benefit. Allah has got a lot of love for us. It's like a doctor, he's telling his patient, my patient, do this, do this, do this. And the person says, no, very hard. I can't manage this here. So the doctor is saying, I'm telling you because I've got love for you. You're going to cause great harm to yourself. You have to make a bit of mujahada, a bit of sacrifice, take this medication. It doesn't taste very nice. But once you've got the effects of that medication, you start enjoying life after that day. But we can't understand it. So you tell the doctor, you're a very hard doctor. I don't know what I'm getting so much of enjoyment in the sickness of mine. I'm going to take that medication, you're crazy. So ya Allah Ta'ala is saying, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell my friends, my beloved ones, I'm giving this command. Yahuddu min absarihim. They must lower some of their gazes. And Allah Ta'ala says, what mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So some of your gazes, 99% of gazes Allah has made halal for you. If you want to look at the oceans, Allah has given you eyes. Why has Allah given you eyes? Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. See, Allah has made for you eyes. Allah has made for you ears. Allah has made for you a heart. What's the object? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You can make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I was asking the boys in the class, doing the teeth in tajweed. So I asked them, did any of us, which one of us so far in our life has made shukr for our teeth? And that's, we did this ayat of the Quran in the Quran Sharif. But if you are looking for Hazrat Majalis, we never heard of these things, that we must make shukr for these things. Allah has given us teeth. If we didn't have teeth, how difficult it will be. We've got eyes. Allah has given us eyes. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just tonight go home. Don't let your wife see you. Otherwise she'll think you're married. You came here from Majlis. See, close your eyes. And for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, put a blindfold and walk around. Go to the toilet or relieve yourself in the toilet. Come out, go to the bathroom. Get yourself ready for bed. Go back to your bed. Try to put the lights off. Just try for 10 minutes and see what a life it is. A life without eyes. And Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. Those who Allah hasn't given them eyes, Allah has given them other bounties. Jannah is in place of that. But what a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given a person eyes. A person is sitting in a train, father and son, and a husband and wife are sitting across them. So the son is telling the father, they're going past a certain place. See, look outside, he's a 25-year-old person. See, look at the grass, how nice and green the grass is. How beautiful it is. Abba, look at the trees there. Abba, look at the clouds and see the water coming down. So this husband and wife thinking, this man, he's a 25-year-old person, he's like a small baby, maybe not right in his head. As he passed, many, many different things he's telling his father. So they turn to him and they said, you know what, I think you better take him to the doctor. He's going to get himself checked up. So the father says, no, my son has come back from the doctor now. For the first time he's seeing with his eyes. Now they open the bandages today. And for the first time in his life, he's seeing. So do we ever think about it? What a ni'mah just to look at the sky. Just to look at the Quran Sharif. To look at our parents. What reward Allah Ta'ala has given. So Allah Ta'ala says, 99% of things I have made halal for you. See, you ever go meet a blind person. Stay in the company of a blind person for half a day. And then you'll see how the person, once we went in Jamaat, and there was a person in our Jamaat who was blind. He was from India. He was a Hakim. Very good Hakim also. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala has given them, those who Allah Ta'ala takes one bounty, Allah gives them other bounties. His memory was very, very good. Walking in a masjid, within half a day, he'll understand the whole masjid, learn the whole masjid, he'll know exactly where the toilet is. But still, in the beginning, he has to feel around, he's walking down the stairs, he mustn't fall, he mustn't slip. Goes to the toilet, you don't know if it's open, if it's closed, the light is on, he doesn't need a light. But I mean, all the time, yes, he may have that fear and concern. Going to make wudu, you don't know where to go, what to do. And just that enjoyment of looking at something. Just the enjoyment of looking at the ocean, the enjoyment of looking at grass, the enjoyment of looking at Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, what and what Qudrat Allah Ta'ala has made. Allah says, my bandas, I've given you eyes, use the eyes, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ and make shukr, thank Allah Ta'ala. Once a day, sit down and think, ya Allah, if I never have eyes, what should have happened to me? Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, thank Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, ya Allah, you gave me eyes. So many people haven't got eyes. And then we should make tawbah, so Allah, how much of wrong I have used this eyes for? You have granted me that eyes. What if Allah Ta'ala snatches that eyes away tomorrow from a person? What will happen to a person? And Allah Ta'ala, imagine how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that thousands of times we have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. But not one day said, let me take their eyes away. Our wife disobeys us once or twice in a day. We're tired of her. We already want to give her talaq. The person is upset with his wife. This woman, what a nice she is. He's getting angry with her. Two times she never listened to me. Three times she never listened to me. How many times must I forgive her? But thousand times in a day we're looking at haram. The person is making bad nazri. And Allah Ta'ala is forgiving. Allah says, my banda, give you a chance, give you respite. And what respite Allah has given us. Years and years of respite. We didn't know about it. We know about it also and we're still doing that wrong. But Allah is still giving us respite. So Allah Ta'ala says, oh my bandas, tell him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to my believers, يَقُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, they must lower some of their gazes. Not all of their gazes, some. And the some which is haram, which is harmful for them. Once we were in Pakistan, one majlis, Mir Sahib stood up, and he gave some words. So he said, Hazrat says, you know, Shaitan is a very big dhokebaz. He cheats people very greatly. So Hazrat says, that you get four types of nazar. Four types of nazar. How Shaitan deceives a person? He says, one kind of nazar is called nazar-e-ghadab. Nazar-e-ghadab, the air hostess. He's very angry with her. What's wrong with you? What, you can't make the tea properly also? He starts shouting her. But all the time you're getting enjoyment, you're sitting and looking at her nicely. But outwardly you've got a picture of anger. So you see, that's one kind of nazar, nazar-e-ghadab. You outwardly acting like you're very angry, but you're getting that enjoyment. You see, the second type of nazar, nazar-e-mazammat. Nazar-e-mazammat. You're walking in the road, astaghfirullah, Mawlana, look at that woman. Her whole legs are showing. And you poor Mawlana, you're putting him also into haram. See, look at that woman, astaghfirullah, look at the woman in today's times. How evil they are, what kind of dressing they're wearing. What you must look at those women for? You say, there's a second type of nazar. Nazar, mazammat. You say, the third type of nazar, nazar at ta'rif, you're praising somebody. You say, as I mentioned this also in Islah Jalsa, that one Ajitab went for Umrah Hajj, and then he came to Hazrat Rakim Sahib, he said, Hazrat, I'm making tawaf for Kaaba Sharif. And how much of noor I can see on those Indonesian women? Kabutra Jeet, those pigeons, wonderful white pigeons. How beautiful they are. And they are walking, making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. I can see so much of noor of Allah Ta'ala coming down upon them. Hazrat said, Ajitab, Toba, 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 make Toba. You can, Allah Ta'ala's noor is coming on all the awliya Allah. Allah's noor is coming on Kaaba Sharif. The only place you can see noor is on those Indonesian women's face. So this is how Shaitan deceives a person. And he says the last type of nazar is nazar-e-shafqat. Nazar-e-shafqat. When a person now, he says, somebody passed away, he goes, hey, my bhen, oh, my sister, I'm so sorry your father passed away. And now he's hugging her and he's telling her so much of stories, whatever. He says, all this is dhoka and deception. How nafs, how is Shaitan deceives a person? He gives him an outward form. But no, I got a lot of muhabbat, I got a lot of love for this person. I'm just doing it out of, I got no evil intention, no evil thoughts in my heart. So this is all deception of Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says, you lower your gaze from all the things which is haram, which Allah has made haram for you. And included in there, one is woman, a person must abstain from woman. Young boys also. If a person has got desire for young boys, and this happens many times to those people who have stayed from woman, they stay far away from woman. But now when they are staying far away from woman, they're getting into contact with young boys. Boys come to say, MashaAllah, Hazrat, to make dua for us. You're such a pious person. So now they give themselves over to a person. So this, and many times a person can fall into a bigger fitna because of this here. So those who are in madrasas, those who are staying in boarding, those who are ulama, we have to be more careful about this here, because this is where Shaitan can, the salikin, the ulama have said, this is a very, very great fitna for them also. Many times Shaitan deceives them. He makes the person think, I'm very, very pious. And now when a person thinks he is pious, then Shaitan encourages him. The young boys come to you, Hazrat, please make dua for us. You look at him, you say, no, you make khidmat of me. See, and you start taking other khidmat from that person. And what haram a person falls into. Once, Dr. Sabir Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, gave a bayan in Pakistan in one madrasa. And he spoke about Amraz and the harms of this year. One person became very upset with him, the principal. Very upset. How can you speak about this in the madrasa? There is no fitna like this here in the madrasa. After that, it was found out that the principal himself was involved with these boys. That's why he didn't want it to become exposed. So Shaitan can deceive a person. May Allah protect and save all of us from the evil of our nafs. We have to be always continuously having the fikr. Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi, ripe old age of 80 or so. And one young boy came, his nephew sent one young boy into the room. Immediately Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi came out. And he reprimanded his nephew. He said, how could you have sent this young boy into the room? I got no trust over my own nafs as yet. So particular, Buzrugani Jinwa, was regarding their nafs. So even that Shaitan put that slight amount. I just talked to the woman. I got no evil intention. But as Hazrat mentions, it starts off with a small amount. Then it gets more and more and more, until eventually a person is caught up in it. And then a person can't leave and get out from it. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala says, Yahuddu min absarim, also included in there. It's not permissible for a man, for example, to look at another man's legs. Until the knees, his part has to be completely covered. So for us, for example, we are walking, even a non-Muslim person is walking and his legs are exposed. It's not permissible for us to look at him. Our body has to be covered correctly from our navel to below our knees. And a woman, her whole body must be covered. Yeah, also many, many women are very negligent. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah has written in Baishi Zawar. For example, for one woman in front of another woman, one Muslim woman in front of another Muslim, the masla is about, it seemed like a man from the navel to the below the knee, but in front of other Muslim women, her whole body has to be covered, besides her face and her hands and her feet. That means many times we have workers in the house, so women, they expose their arms, the leg might be slightly exposed, the hair might be exposed. This is not permissible. That part also must be covered in front of non-Muslim women. They are regarded as the same as strange men. The only difference is that their face can be left exposed in front of them, the hands and the feet. So yeah, many, many women are very negligent of it. Many, many women make parda, but selective parda. They make parda from, maybe, from if she sees another Maulana coming, another person, she'll make parda. But now when it's in the house, or when there's other workers, maybe from another nation, maybe he's a local black brother, so he got no desire in him, so we don't have to make parda from him. So very, very lax in those things. Or from family members, we don't make parda. So all of this, Allah Ta'ala has given us a command that a person must protect themselves. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala says, يَخُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ lower your gazes, وَيَحْفَدُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ and protect your private parts. You want to protect your private parts? Easiest way is to lower your gaze. Because once, as Hazrat Hakim Sa'd Barakatuh used to mention, if you put your leg on an elevator, on the top floor, on the floor, it's coming down. As soon as you put your leg onto the elevator, immediately you're going to come down. So he says, if your nether goes onto the front, the top, automatically you're going to fall into evil, into the haram. And Shaitan is a very, very shrewd businessman. He shows a person the most smartest goods to the woman's face. He beautifies it for a person. But then he takes the person to the most filthiest of places and he makes the person fulfill his desires in the gutter lines, and it completely destroys a person's izzat, a person's honor. Every single thing is taken away. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. If you do this here, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى أَنْفَعُ لَهُمْ. This is far, in Tafsir al-Mazhari they have mentioned, this is far, far more beneficial for them if a person looks after his gaze. What benefit will a person get if he looks after his gaze? Your Hazrat has mentioned some things. But the ulama has mentioned that at the time when there's a taqaza of guna, when a person has got this desire for guna, at that time if a person controls himself, whatever dua he makes at that moment, his dua will be accepted. So next time you want to look at a woman, just think my du'as are going to be accepted. Just look down and make du'as for your akhirat. What and what du'as a person can make at that moment? And the tajruba and experience of the Buzrugani Deen is at that moment du'as are definitely accepted. So a person will see the effects of it. So now instead of looking at the woman, rather say, Ya Allah, give me somebody far better than this here, a woman in Jannah. Because women, today they're looking so beautiful. Say one person went to the doctor, so he told the doctor, check my wife up. The doctor called him, doctor said, you know what, I don't like the looks of your wife. What he meant was, she's not very good. He said, you know, me, I also don't like her looks. But she's a very good cook and she looks after the children properly. So this is because we're looking at other women. Now our own wife doesn't appeal to us. So anyhow, I was saying, now make dua at the time. Oh Allah, give me the khur of Jannah. Give me somebody more beautiful. So a person can make so much of dua at that time. Make dua for he died for that person. Allah, let the person cover themselves so they don't become a fitna for us. Or Hazrat say, sometimes if a person knows somebody is beautiful, look away and make dua that, oh Allah, make that woman beautiful for her husband. You see a young boy, ya Allah, make this person beautiful for his wife. Don't let me get involved in this fitna. So, dua, one person's dua readily accepted at that moment. Second benefit is, some ulama have mentioned, that because, hal jazaa ul ihsani illa al ihsan, whatever good you do, Allah will reward you likewise. If in this world a person looks after his gaze, on the day of Qiyamah, for every gaze he looked down, he will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yeah, one person is looking at one woman of this world, which is of no value, no benefit at all. And he's looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine getting the dirar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at one hoor in Jannah. A person will look at the hoor, he'll be shocked for 70 years. Just looking at her. Such beauty they will have. You cannot imagine the beauty. And then another hoor will come to him. He'll turn and look at her, she's even more beautiful. She says, my turn now, I'm waiting. And another 70 years he'll be looking at her. These are the hoors of Jannah. These are the makhluk in creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can imagine what will be the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person will be bestowed with the beauty of to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each time. Just look at, I lower my gaze now, but I'm going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third benefit, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nazru sahmum min tihami iblis masmumun. The nazar, the gaze, is an arrow from the arrows of shaitan and it's poisonous. If an arrow comes into your body, it's harmful. It will hurt you in your arm. But if there's poison mixed to that arrow, the effect of the poison goes through the whole body. It destroys the person's whole body. So by looking, you are actually causing harm to your whole body. The effects of it is going to go through the whole body of a person. As Hazrat Hakim Sa'd Barakatuh mentioned, or inshallah we'll mention it later on, that every part of the body, they get involved in its action here. So anyhow, the effect of the poison will go through the whole body. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man tarakaha maqafati, whoever for my fear, the fear of Allah Ta'ala leaves out this haram glancing, then abdaltuhu imanan, I will change it into iman. Yajidu halawatahu fi qalbi, he will find the enjoyment of it in his heart. And the heart also will pump to the whole body. that halawat and enjoyment. On the other hand, you're getting poison in the whole body. Here you're getting the enjoyment, the halawat of iman through the whole body. So one person wrote to Hazrat Hakim Sadaan Barakatuh, he said, Hazrat, I look away. I don't look at women. I try my hardest after listening to your advices, but I'm not feeling that halawat of iman, that enjoyment of iman. So Hazrat wrote back to him, Hazrat said, you see, first look at yourself properly. Are you look, making sure you're looking 100% you are looking after your gaze? Because definitely the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can never be wrong. And you see, second thing is that sometimes you still haven't come out of your system as yet. Like when a person is sick, he's out, the sickness has left him, the cholera has left him. But for about 5-10 days after that, he's got that bitter taste whenever he eats food. He doesn't get that enjoyment of food. The sickness hasn't completely left his body. He stopped. I mean, the sickness has come out now. But it takes for a few days for a person to get relief still, to get 100% right. So sometimes the person is still on the side where a person is looking, he's thinking about it. That's why he's not getting that halawat of iman, that enjoyment of iman. But if a person is particular and he continues for a while, as I said, continue doing it, inshallah, you will definitely feel his halawat of enjoyment of iman. One person went to Hazrat Hakim Sadaan Barakatuh and said, Hazrat, I don't know, whenever I abstain from looking at women, I feel such enjoyment in my heart, a sweetness in my heart. So Hazrat said, because you are not an alim, you don't know. But this is actually the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This shows the truthfulness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will find the halawat of iman. And the Hazrat mentions, that Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah has mentioned, that whoever the halawat and sweet taste of iman enters his heart, it will never come out from there unless himself he takes it out. And it is mentioned that whoever, this in this day there is basharat and there is glad tidings, inshallah a person will get husn khatama. A person will get a good death. On the other hand, if a person doesn't look after his gaze, there is a very, very great fear a person can leave this world without iman. Remember, whatever is in the heart of a person at the time of death, that will come out. Mufti Ibrahim Saraji Sahib, Daun Barakatum, last year in the Jalta, he mentioned the story, the incident. There was one person, he stopped watching cricket, soccer, all sports. He stopped completely sports. So he was surprised. Mufti Sahib asked him, how come you stopped everything? So he said, no, I had a friend of mine, and this friend, he used to love soccer. A lot of love for soccer. And all the time, matches, watching this matches, he had in his room all the posters, a lot of love. And there was one soccer player by the name of Alan Shearer. He was on player for England, one team, whatever. So he had a lot of love for this player. So all the time talking about him, so this actually had come into his heart. So anyhow, one day this man came home now, and he's sitting with his wife, and he's telling his wife, you know what, I'm not feeling well. Call the ambulance. So the wife said, oh, what's wrong? He said, no, I'm not feeling well. Call the ambulance. You see, what's wrong? You see, my leg is feeling numb. You see, your leg is feeling numb? You don't call the ambulance for that. You must have set on it pins and needles. Stand up, walk around for a while. You see, just listen to me, call the ambulance. So anyhow, because he was insisting, she called the ambulance, she phoned. The ambulance came. Now while he's going to the ambulance, he's telling his wife, please look after my children and my wife. I mean, look after, she's telling his wife, please look after my house and my children. So she's saying, don't talk nonsense. You're just going to the hospital, inshallah, there'll be a checkup, you'll come back home. Why are you speaking such words? Like, don't, you know, people say, oh, they don't speak about more. So he says, just listen to my advice which I'm giving you. So anyhow, he went to hospital and they put him onto the for tests, and they found out he had brain he had cancer, and the cancer had spread to his brain. And he was, according to the doctors, he went into a coma and they said, we give him 48 hours to live. But after 24 hours, suddenly he woke up from the hospital bed and he said, Alan Shearer, I love you. Alan Shearer, I adore you. Alan Shearer, I worship you. And he passed away in this condition. Inshallah, we got hope. Allah Ta'ala, not maybe he never go against Kalima. But just to say utter such words, outwardly they are words of kufr, disbelief, whatever is وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, at the time of death, what is in your heart is going to come out. That's why Hazrat Hakim Sadaan Barakatuh says that this guna of bad nazri is such an evil action. That, and Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullah has also mentioned, he says even though the ulama have mentioned that guna is saghira, is a minor sin, they have regarded it. But he says many times that the harm of it is much more greater than guna kabira, major sins also. Because the harms of it are very, very great, very, very harmful. So Hazrat Hakim Sadaan says that other gunas a person does, his heart turns away from Allah Ta'ala 90 degrees. Example, a person, he stole something. He can easily go, ask for maafi, whatever. When he's reading namaz, his mind doesn't go there. But he says this guna, when your heart is turned away from Allah Ta'ala, 180 degrees it turns away from Allah Ta'ala. Now you're making sajda also in your heart, you're thinking of that woman. That woman is in your picture. You're making sajda to her actually. And you're thinking and you're fantasizing about her. You're sitting with your own wife, having relations with your own wife, and this filthy picture is coming in your heart. So, ya Allah Ta'ala says, that ذَلِكَ أَسْكَى لَهُمْ, this is far, far more beneficial for them. These are just some benefits. The ulama have mentioned so many other benefits. Hafiz ibn Kathir has mentioned, مَنْ حَفِظَ بَصَرَهُ أَوْرَثَهُ اللَّهُ نُورًا فِي بَصِيرَتِهِ. A person who looks after his nazar, his gaze, Allah Ta'ala will give him nur and light in his heart. Allah Ta'ala will place light in that person's heart. Now that person, what understanding he will get? Many, many things which other people cannot see, he will start seeing the day. On the other hand, a person doesn't look after his gaze. He doesn't understand many, many things. They say when a person looks, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi wrote how many hundreds of years ago, says when a person, he looks at a woman, 60% or 70% of his aqal goes away. And now the scientists, now in today's time, they have worked out this year. That is why whenever they got a rep, they don't send a man, they send a woman, and a young woman also. And she's wearing miniskirt, and they'll send over the best perfumes. So when she's sitting in front of that man, his aqal goes away. She says, we're selling this. He says, oh, very good, I need 500 of them. She's selling 10, 20 to him. He says, I'll take all 500. Jay, he doesn't need that thing, but just because she's selling it now, so his aqal and his brains go away. A person doesn't think at that moment. So he doesn't have understanding. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah Ta'ala is preventing us from this. I'm going to give you so many bounties. I'm going to give you that halawat of iman, the sweet taste of iman in your heart. I'm going to grant acceptance of du'as. I'm going to grant you what enjoyments in the akhirat. Hazrat mentioned, the one great benefit is your own wife will be so enjoyable to you. So beautiful your wife will be to you. Otherwise today men have become so faithless. They got no, is unfaithful. Everybody is so unfaithful. Nobody got time for his wife. If he gets the opportunity, he'll run away. One person one day came in the house. He won the lottery. He showed his wife the ticket. She said, definitely we won the thing. How much? 5 million. So he says, you know what, pack your bags. What, 5 million then? So she said, he says, what, summer clothes or winter clothes? She said, you get both, summer clothes and winter clothes, pack everything. So she packed her bags quickly, she comes in front of him. He says, now what must I do? He says, now get lost. Now look for somewhere else, I don't need you now. So this is the, how man is, how unfaithful he is. Oh, fickle and concerned. But a person who looks after his eyes, now his wife will be beautiful for him. Now he'll get enjoyment in looking at his wife. Even though his wife is not so beautiful, but Allah will put that enjoyment. And now he will look, many people, they get married. And as soon as they get married, already they put off their wives. Why? They were watching so much of haram. They're watching all the filthy magazines, they were watching television, involving all other haram. Now they look at their wife, she's not like that model. That model herself is not so pretty. That's just a deception. The shaitani deception of a person. You're thinking she's so beautiful. That woman in real life also, if you stand next to her, you see she's so ugly. She got so much of marks on her body. But the TV, they beautify for a person. The person is watching TV, he's destroying his own life. He's sitting and looking at there, and he said, why are you sitting next to him? He'll never ever get enjoyment in his wife. Get rid of the television from your house. Take it out. It's filth and dirt. Napak. And then you see what enjoyment Allah will give you in that house. If shaitan is in your house, how do you expect Allah's mercy to come down in that house? How can you get enjoyment in your house? Then you're finding so many problems. Marriage problems, divorce problems. The shaitan is in the house. How can you expect Allah's mercy to come in that house? And we ourselves are looking at all other women, looking at all other haram. So we should be, this is such a guna. So Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَالَهُمْ, so much of benefit I'm going to give you in this year looking after your gaze. Follow it. What's the ilaj? إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَوْنَ. Allah is watching you. Allah is fully aware. And Hazrat Kim Sahib so beautifully says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِإِجَالَةِ النَّظْرِينَ. Allah is watching exactly how your eyes are turning around this way, that way. You're driving with your wife and you're acting like you're looking in a mirror. And all the time looking at somebody else, Allah is fully aware. Remember, the wife can't see you, but Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. بِإِجَالَةِ النَّظْرِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala is خَبِيرٌ بِتَحْرِيكِ جَوَارِحِهِمْ بِإِسْتِعْمَالِ سَائِرِ حَوَاسِهِمْ. Allah is fully aware exactly how Allah is hawas. He senses how a person is using it. How he is speaking now. Speaking to the woman on the phone. How he's trying to get a smell. He's walking past her. And what lovely smell. And now he's walking behind her again. The smell. He's using his senses. He's trying to listen to her. Just that enjoyment of listening to a woman's voice. That's why, فَلَا تَقْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi says, the tarjumah of this is not speak with a seductive voice. He says the tarjumah of this is, Allah Ta'ala told Aswajim al-Tahrat, do not speak in your normal voices. Do not speak in your normal voices. Because he said it was impossible for the Aswajim al-Tahrat to speak in a seductive voice. So Allah Ta'ala says, naturally a woman has her voice, naturally it's very appealing to a person. So Allah Ta'ala is telling the Aswajim al-Tahrat, in your normal voice do not speak. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. Man who got a sickness in his heart, he will get tamah and desire for you. Just Allah has created the desire within a person. And a person that will start getting the desire for woman. So just listening to woman's voice. Many people put on the radio, the enjoyment of listening to the news. I'm listening to the news. But you're getting that enjoyment that is coming in the heart. A person is getting that enjoyment. This woman sounds very nice. I like to listen to her. I know once it happened. There was one lady on the, she's come on the radio station. Had a very nice voice, attractive voice. So once she came to Azadwal, and she had a program here for ladies. But the men in Azadwal, some people I saw, they were getting so excited that this woman is coming to Azadwal. They all, it was their discussion, their topic of discussion, that this woman is coming. And then when she came in here, she wasn't so pretty looking. She was a bit fat or short or whatever like that, but her voice was different. So then the next day, they're all discussing this woman, that their wife must have had a big laugh with them and told them that you're running after this woman so much. But look at this woman, she's so... And they're all sitting and speaking about this woman. So how shaitan has deceived people. And today, it's not even regarded as a guna anymore. I listen to a woman's voice. Whereas, And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith, something to the effect, he mentioned that you should not listen to a strange woman's voice and then you are taking money out between bayna fakhidika. Between your fakhid, your rana, a person is masturbating, a person is thinking of that woman and is listening to that enjoyable voice of that woman. How can, it comes in a hadith that a person who listens to a singing woman on the day of Qiyamah, Allah would pour that molten lead into that person's ears. So we are listening to that and we are getting enjoyment. And the person is using the, he's deceiving himself. No, I'm just listening to news. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah Khabirun. Allah is fully aware, he's listening. Whatever is what your ears are listening to, Allah is fully aware of it there. بِتَحْرِيكِ جَوَارِحِهِمْ. Allah is fully aware of how your limbs are moving, how your hands are writing that messages, and what intention you are writing it to. You are writing an SMS to somebody. Outwardly, you're showing a pious, you're doing a masala to somebody also. But what's the intention behind it? Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of how your limbs are moving. As it mentions, you are in a shop, you're working in a shop. All the other customers are there. But suddenly that one woman comes, how your legs are moving in that direction. Suddenly you come, baha, what can I help you, can I assist you? Allah is fully aware of that. And Allah, inna Allah khabirun bima yaqsuduna bidhalik. Allah is fully aware of your qasd and your intention. What intention you got behind all of this here? The full, that evil thought in your heart, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of that there. So if a person has got Allah in front of him, Allah is watching me, how can I do this in front of Allah Ta'ala? Allah has given me what and what bounties. So then automatically a person will feel shame within himself. And this haya when it comes into a person, shame will come into a person. It's impossible then for a person to disobey Allah Ta'ala. So slowly we have to build up the shame within ourselves to understand this. Yeah. So anyhow, as it mentions here, that now we are looking at this Beparda Hasina, looking at this beautiful woman. Now our hearts are getting so much of taklif and difficulty. We're putting ourselves in parashani, putting ourselves, how many people are getting heart attacks because of looking at other women, the desire. Hazrat Akin Sahib mentions one beautiful poem. It says, volume 5, Mat dekho kisi ki wife. Mat dekho kisi ki wife, varna fir lena padega, William 5. Jai, say don't look at anybody else's wife, otherwise you will have to take William 5, the medication you take for depression. And then he says you can't take William 5, you can't sleep after that, then William 10 you're taking. And then a person lands up in a mad hospital after that. So this destroys a person completely, his health is destroyed, his marriage is destroyed. Mumkin nahi surat hai, mein na ho koi taghayur. It is impossible that in that person's features, there won't be any change. The person definitely is going to change. If not today, tomorrow. And as you mentioned, how unfaithful man is. Today he's with his wife, tomorrow he's looking at another woman. His man is so unfaithful. So it's, that woman, no matter how beautiful she can be, the most world today, tomorrow if a person looks at her, she'll be that ugly looking woman. And this is one muraqabah, as Rakim Saddam Barakatu mentions, if a person mistakenly his gaze fell onto a woman, immediately start thinking now that some pox has suddenly come out from her face, her teeth have started falling out, her head has gone inside, she's gone very, very fat. All the teeth have fallen off, one, two yellow teeth sticking out there, and from her nostrils all filth and dirt is coming out. Immediately bring that picture in your mind. Then inshallah you won't be thinking about that woman. One murid went for Islah, one khanka, and a slave girl of the buzrug was there, so his eyes fell on her, and he started getting evil thoughts about her. So she saw and realized that in this man's eyes there is that darkness, there is evil, he's got the evil intention. So she told the sheikh. So the sheikh told her, okay, to make ilaj of this person, he gave her some laxatives. Very beautiful looking, started taking laxatives. Within 2 or 3 days, and whatever, in that time they never used to have toilets, they used to have a place where this, the number 2 was kept. So he told them, I store all of that. So after 2 or 3 days, her body had gone inside, she had become very, very thin, and she never looked very nice. So she happened to walk past that person, and now when he looked at her, he turned his face away in disgust, and she looked so ugly. So then the sheikh called him. The sheikh says, 3 days ago you looked at her with so much enjoyment and relish. Today you don't want to look at her. What's the difference? Let me show you what's the difference. She brings the excreta. He brought that. He said, this is the only difference in her. 3 days ago she had all that beauty, today she hasn't got the beauty. This is the only difference. He said, yeah, actually you're in love with this feces, with this filth and dirt. So why? Who are you deceiving? And Allah has made you a halal wife, then Hazrat say, don't think about it. For your wife, don't think she's ugly looking, whatever. There you must look, take full benefit from your wife. But any haram, think tomorrow she's going to change, her geography will change, all her contours are going to change. She's not going to have that, and she'll become history after that. Or geography will change, she'll become history after that. And you are running after her. It is therefore bekar and useless to put your heart in them. Even if she's your wife, Hazrat says, even if she's your wife, you have love for her. But to give your heart to her is the height of foolishness, because either you're going to die or she's going to die. And you gave your heart to a mortal. Give your heart to the one who gave you your heart. Give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never be unfaithful to a person. Allah will always be there for a person. The wife can leave you. See, as Mawlana Rizwan mentioned the other day, see, I think 2 weeks ago, he mentioned it, when Hazrat Rakim Sahib, and when one day he was telling us his own incident about how he proposed after he got married, and after his wife passed away, and then after the woman said no. And then Hazrat said, Alayhi Allahu bi kafin abda, isn't Allah sufficient for his banda? Isn't Allah sufficient for me? Saying, MashaAllah, all you people around me, how much of enjoyment we're having in the majalis. He said, Allah is sufficient for me. So this is when Allah Ta'ala, when a person has got a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then to put your heart in this woman is completely foolish. Lekin agar ankot ko na tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi firka tera unse bachana. If you don't look after your eyes and protect your eyes, then it's not possible for you then to save your heart from them. Automatically, you're going to fall in love with somebody. You're going to have the desire for somebody. You want to talk to somebody. He says, "Anko ki hifazat mein us dil ka suku bhi." By looking after your eyes, you're going to get sukoon of the heart. And this is the most important part, the sukoon of the heart. If a person's heart is happy, the heart is the king of the body. If that is happy, the whole body is happy. And if that is pareshan and worried, then a person can never have happiness in life. Outwardly, he left everything. But the heart is unsettled of a person. He's always in the fikr and pareshani. He's thinking about that other woman all the time. His heart can never ever be happy. Where is he going to have time to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At the time of mort, a person is thinking of that other woman. And a person is living the world in this condition. And it has happened. Hazrat Hakim al-Matanu rahmatullah has mentioned that one story of a young boy and a young girl fell in love. A Muslim boy and a Christian girl, they fell in love with each other. And the parents never allowed it. You can't get married to a Christian woman. And you know, both of them felt very, very sick. And they were about to pass away. So the Christian woman said, that man, that young boy, I always had desire for him. So I'm prepared that, you know what, wherever he's going in the year after, I want, but as long as I get him. So she read Kalima and she passed away in Kalima. But on the other side, the young boy, he said that, you know, I never got that woman. I always wanted her. So even if I get in Jahannam, it doesn't make a difference. So he read word of Kufr and he passed away in this condition here. At the time of Mawth, imagine a person leaves this world. So how this eyes, it destroys a person. One, the eyes is the starting point. And then it leads a person to zina. And what and what it leads a person to? My Yunus Patel Sahib mentioned that one incident of the youngsters, boy and girl sitting in a car together. And haram. And then a person came and shot them and killed both of them. What a Mawth to pass away in such a condition. A person is involved in haram. A person is sitting in front of TV, and a person passes away in front of the television, sitting and watching all that haram. But on the other hand, if a person looks after himself, what and what Allah will give a person? Dhoka hai tujhe lutfi haseenon se milega. There is complete deception that you will get enjoyment from this haseenas, from this beautiful woman. Yes, you will get enjoyment for 1 second, 2 seconds. But then, pain and difficulty. As Hakim Sahib Ramu Barakatuh mentions, example, somebody tells you, you've got a choice, either a snake bites you, or a mosquito bites you. And if the mosquito bites you, then you'll get juice in your whole body after that. Nice, enjoyable juice. So you say, anybody will say, I prefer the mosquito bite. The thing is a small bite. And if the snake bites you, the poison is going to go in the whole body. So yeah, imagine if that woman you are looking at her is like a snake bite. And by abstaining from the haram, it's like a mosquito bite. You'll get some pain. A few seconds, there'll be pain. But after that, the enjoyment a person will get. The juice will go through the body of a person. What enjoyment a person will get. So how foolish is that person now? It's dhoka, it's deception this year. That I will get enjoyment by this year. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jana. Never ever listen to what Iblis and Shaitan is telling you. He is your open enemy. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna shaitan lakum aduun mubin. Open enemy. He is deceiving you. And he is encouraging you. Look at this. You get some enjoyment here. You'll get some enjoyment here. Hazrat Ami rahmatullah says, he says that if you look, never mind looking, if you make zina with every single woman on the surface of the earth besides one, every woman on the earth you make zina with besides one woman, still in your heart, Shaitan will come and tell you, you know that enjoyment you're looking for is in that last woman. You still think that the enjoyment I'm getting, because lust and desire within a person never comes to an end. It will always remain. If a person, the only way to stop it is to control one's desires. And that's the main thing is courage. A person needs courage. And the way of getting courage is to sit in the company of the Ahlullah. You come into our Sheikh's Majlis. And there has to be a continuous effort. Not that 1-2 days a person comes and then, I came one Ramadan and finished. But continuously a person sits, then inshallah this courage is built up, slowly comes in a person. First he hears about it, and he thinks to himself, these people are mad, how can you do something like this? In today's zamana, to look after your gaze, impossibility. But then he starts realizing that these people are doing it, so if they can do it, why can't I do it? And then eventually a courage is built within a person. And the person keeps hearing these words, inshallah the iman comes within a person. Then it becomes very easy. Not only easy, it becomes enjoyable, as our Hazrat says. Enjoyable now, for a person to abstain from it, he gets enjoyment. Now even if he wants to look, he can't look. He gets pareshan, he gets worried. Why did I look? He's feeling upset about it. Because now his nizar has come correct. His tabiat has come correct. Now mistakenly, if he looks also, he feels completely upset. On the other hand, before this, we were looking, enjoying ourselves. No even thought came into a person's heart. Iman was dead in a person. But now coming to our Hazrat Majlis, a person realizes this here. So this is a sign of, inshallah, iman coming within a person. So anyhow, this is dhoka of shaitan, that you will get some enjoyment there. There's no enjoyment in these things. Shaitan just encourages a person. puts that butt of honey there, and then he causes so much of fitna and trouble after the day, and then he laughs about it and he leaves the person. Pagal ki tarah firte hai us shaq e majazi. A person, those people who are in love with women, they are running around like pagals, they are running like around like fools, they are like stupid people, mad people, and they are becoming mad also, and how they are running around. And a person, his own izzat and respect also goes, and he doesn't realize it in front of people, the way he acts so stupid, the way he talks to women, and he tries to make himself big on the, in the aeroplane setting, and he tries to chat up the air hostess, or he goes to a restaurant, he wants to show himself as big, and now the way he's talking to the waitress, and she's also flirting with him, and she knows that she's getting extra stuff from the person, and she got no inclination towards him, and he thinks to everybody, you know, I'm a very big person, what? I'm showing everybody how I can flirt with women. But people are looking at him and they're laughing at him and they're mocking him, so stupid you are. On the other hand, a person abstains from it. And this woman was complaining, hey, this Maulana is, and what kind of Maulana he is, and they'll make pass a lot of remarks. But in the heart, Allah will create azmus for that person. That, you know, this man is, he's a true Allah wala. That this man, he doesn't even look at us. He's very particular, he looks after his gaze. Imagine what a person is, what qualities he's got within him. They might sway you on top of it. On top, they'll sway you. But Allah will create that azmat and respect in the heart of a person. So he says, Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam zamana, day and night this person, badnaam, he's become disgraced and he's living bechaini. He is not, no comfort at all. Rehna ya agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. If you want to live with chair and comfort in this world, listen to my speech, what I'm telling you. Anko ko haseeno ki nazar se milana. Never ever join your eyes with the eyes of the haseenas, of this beautiful woman. As, what's his Maulana from Bulawayo, Pastor? Maulana Bahadur sir, Hazrat always mentions about him. Once he told Hazrat that, you know, the car manufacturers, they learned how to make cars from the Quran Sharif. So Hazrat said, how? Ajib, how? Where did he learn from the Quran Sharif? He said, the ayat ya kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. Tell the believers they must lower their gazes. See, when you're driving your car, and you're driving, and now there's no cars around, so what you do? Night time, darkness of the night. So you put on your bright, and now you're driving. But now you see another car coming from the other side, the other direction, and you see the brights also on there. Now what you must do at that moment? If you leave your brights on, very big accident. Five people, two families will be destroyed because of that accident. So what you must do? You dumb your lights. The minute you dumb your lights, the other car dumbs their lights, and both the cars will pass by very, very safely. So they learn this from the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, when you're walking past, your lights are flashing. You're looking around here, they're seeing Allah's Qudrat everywhere. And now another woman is walking past, she's also flashing everywhere. Now if both of you are looking, you keep your brights on, you're going to meet in a big accident. There, one family has lost, two families. Yeah, whole khandan can be lost. Whole iman can be lost also for a person. A person is that respect. Everything can be taken away because of the day. So Allah Ta'ala says, lower your gaze. Dip your lights. You dip your lights, shield up your lights. You walk past very, very safely. No problem at all. So he says, this is, if you want to look after, do not put your gaze in her gaze. The minute your eyes fall into her eyes, if you have to talk to a woman also, look down. There's no need to look at her in the face. And make sure you're not looking at the legs also after the day. See? A person lowering the gaze means they don't look at the haram. See, a person looks down. The woman might say, what's wrong with this man? He's a pagal, he's a foolish person, whatever. We don't worry, we don't care what the makhluk and creation say. What is Allah Ta'ala saying in the moment? What are the angels saying? How much? And Allah Ta'ala will give izzat to a person. When the Tabligh Jamaat started in France, the first person who went to France, he was in varsity. So he told the elders, I can't go back to France. The fitnas are there so much. And we heard the Kalkar Guzari of France, what's happening, how many people, 110 people minimum a day are accepting Islam. So many people are accepting Islam. So this person was one of the first people who went to France to start the Tabligh Jamaat there. You can imagine at that time, how much of fitnas. So the elders said, no, you must go back, you must make effort there, look after your gaze, protect yourself from haram, whatever, and you make effort there. So he went into a varsity. And the varsity is the place where the most amount of fitna takes place. There was one woman on campus, very, very pretty woman. Every person used to have desire for her. So he was very particular, never ever look at her. So this feeling came into her heart, what's wrong with me? Why doesn't he look at me? Every single boy on the campus is after me, they're just all desiring me. But this man here, he walks past me, he doesn't look at me also. So it affected her. So she went to his room, she knocked at the door. So he said, who's there? She said, Sanim. He said, what you want here? She said, I want to speak to you. He said, you can't come inside here. Yeah? It's not allowed in our religion. So what religion is this? Say, Islam. See, Islam teaches us we must look after our eyes. Our eyes are for our woman folk only. It's not for any other woman folk. And we're not to look at anybody else. She said, what a pure religion. I also want to become a Muslim then. So she accepted Islam and she got married to her. And they were the first couple in France to start making the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. And today, how many people have got hidayah by means of them? So that person, doesn't mean you look at, you save your eyes from the next woman, you're going to get married to her. See? But Allah will give you somebody far better than that, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will give you a person far greater than that. If you don't get one woman, Allah will give you better the enjoyment of hundreds of women in your heart. Allah Ta'ala will give a person. So Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give a person so much. Akhtari ki ek baat nasihat ki suno tum. Listen to this one word of advice, Hazrat Hakim Sahab. In murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. This is your ilaj. They are dead. These women who are going to die. How can you ever put your heart with them? So may Allah Ta'ala give myself first and tawfiq and ability that we abstain from this guna and sin. And Allah Ta'ala, after this ayat of the hijab, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O believers, men and women, regarding the masala of parda, the masala of regarding your gaze, looking after yourselves, all of you are very, very weak in this. Every one of you have to make tawbah. You have to continuously make tawbah, because we know our weakness. The shahwat within a person, desire within a person, deceives a person. All of you make tawbah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You will be successful. So the main thing is to build courage within ourselves. And the person must say, I can do it. I can abstain from this haram. And inshallah, if you got the courage, Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq. Very easily you will be able to abstain. Whenever we make a mistake, as I mentioned, the Elijah, after the day, the person must make tawbah continuously, be 2 rakats, 4 rakats of namaz every day. Keep what in front of a person. And inshallah, by means of this year, making the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also, this will help a person and assist the person very, very greatly to look after his gaze. And when the person looks after his gaze, as Rakim Sadaam Barakatuh once mentioned, he said, if a person does 4 amals, he'll become a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Hazrat gets joy sometimes and he says, never mind those 4 amals, 1 amal you just do. I guarantee you'll become the wali of Allah Ta'ala in today's time. He said, look after your gaze, you'll become the wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Normally other mashayikh in other khankas, they start up with other, a lot of things. Right at the ending, they will teach a person to look after the gaze. Hazrat Rakim Sahib, he wants his murids to reach the highest levels of wilayat. So with the first imtihan, he put them on such a high level, that after it, to become a great wali of Allah Ta'ala becomes very, very easy. So that must be our object also, to become a friend of Allah Ta'ala and to abstain from guna. Once somebody wrote to Hazrat Hakim Sahib, say, Hazrat, I'm getting this halat, I'm getting this thing, and I'm getting this feeling, enjoyment in zikr. I'll say, why don't look at all of those things? Are you following sunnah? Are you looking after your gaze? If you're doing this here, then you are 100% successful. More than any kafiyat. You say, these things are good, mashallah, very mubarak, blessed, getting a feeling in your heart, enjoyment. These are not the matlub and the objective. Are you abstaining from guna and sin? Are you staying away from backbiting? Are you staying away from bad nazri? Are you following the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is our success. May Allah Ta'ala grant myself, esteem all of us, tawfiq and ability.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہوں باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب پتا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سمجھائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منزل پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مکہ میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو میری ناؤ کا کھیون ہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منزل پیش نگاہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا الله الا الله الا الله الا الله جود و کرم کی شان گدا کو کھل کر اب اے شاہ دکھا قرب خاص عطا فرما ایوان کی اپنے راہ دکھا جلوہ اب تو کھل بندوں ہی بس اے میرے ماہ دکھا پردہ اٹھا دے نور اپنا ہر وقت دکھا ہر گاہ دکھا کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 آئے نظر ذرے ذرے میں صاف تری قدرت مجھ کو عالم کثرت بھی ہو جائے آئینہ وحدت مجھ کو باغ جہاں میں تو محسوس ہو مثل نگہت مجھ کو مشق تصور اتنی بڑی جلوت میں بھی خلوت مجھ کو کچھ نہ تجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھوں منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كله دكا وجلا سرا وعلانيا صغيرا كان وكبيرا أملا كان وناسيا اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله